from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I'm not really sure how this is going to work, but we promised we would... The three of us, myself, Steve, and T-Hack, will betray the Brotherhood for a few minutes here. If there's anything that you girls want to know about manliness or manhood or why do we do some of the stupid things we do?
Wow, well, this is going to be a long break.
Okay. It doesn't have to be. It's Steve was talking off air, and I don't know what possessed you to, what was you were asking if we cry? Do you think it's unmanly to cry?
Yeah, men will never admit that they cry a lot more than women think. I don't think it's unmanly to admit your cry, but why would you ever admit crying? When was the last time you guys cried? And why? Wait, forget it, because you're both fathers. Especially T-Hack, he's a new one, so he's going to be crying all the time. But
yeah, it's always days would be my answer.
It's been days since
you've
cried?
It's been days,
Not weeks?
Yeah, not weeks. Yeah. It's within days.
And not because they're doing something dumb. It's because they're doing something for the first time. Or that's my boy. Or I can't believe they're listening to what I'm telling them to
I've
do.
Been reading the bedtime story to my son with my wife holding him and had to leave. I can't get through it.
Okay.
That there almost made me cry. That is beautiful.
It's weird because then you're like, your son's seeing it, toughen up. I'm fine. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't toughen up. I think that is a really, really cool thing. I cried the other day. I've cried this morning already. The other day when the girl from Alaska won the gold medal, she's swimming and she touched the wall and looked up and you could see the moment she realized because she was not supposed to win. And she looks up and it just hit her 20,000-pound nuclear bomb. She was she could see that she won. And it was just the emotion on her face was I lost it because I'm going to say this, Steve, you can give me that look.
What's that, Nancy?
But but I remember. Because that particular moment reminded me so much of the last time you admitted that you cried. It was this realization that she had pulled this off and all the emotion hit her at once. And you came in one day saying you watched the Justin Bieber documentary. And you were yeah, by the way, call me Nancy again.
All right, Sally, I can't believe you did. I didn't read.
You did because there was that moment where... the impact that he had made it hit him. And it was...
I just admired the fact that every person that age wants what he wanted, but they're never ready for it. He was ready for it.
And he did it.
Yeah, but I didn't weep
you
or sob.
Literally said, because it was one of those moments where it's like, yeah, cried over Justin Bieber.
Not him. It's just his mom was hot. And,
Steve, this isn't going to work. You're not going to be open.
By the way, just so you know, we're going to field some questions from these two. This gets flipped tomorrow. So I would highly suggest that you're gentle unless you'd like us to not be gentle tomorrow.
Yep.
So without further ado, does anyone have a question? Or a comment, or a...
Yeah. Go ahead, Amber. I'm just curious, so you guys really like it when we say, we'll eat anything for dinner, but then say no to everything after? You really like that, right? Just want to clear that up.
I can honestly say it has been the bane of my existence with every human female that I've ever, because it's like, no, I don't care. And it's like, oh, okay, this. It's like, well, just not that. Or, and it's like, okay. And after, like, even if at the very beginning, after we've done this dance 100 times, you go, listen, you don't like gluten, or you have a nut sensitivity or whatever. How about you pick? I always have to pick. You pick. Then I pick 17 things, and it ends up being you pick anyway.
Exactly.
So just, like, I'm not indecisive. I'm just easy.
And hungry.
Can we? Yes! You're never not going, like, very few men can walk in, like, I can walk into any, I hate white and creamy. I don't, like, there's 1,000 things I don't like. You can drop me in any country, any restaurant, anywhere, and I will find a food that I will eat.
Yeah.
But I have been with women that can be in a restaurant that has one of everything and not find a single damn thing to eat.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
So, yes, you suck.
Glad we cleared that up.
Wow. Okay.
So one thing that I've noticed with my boyfriend is he's always like, hey, can you toss me the remote? Can you toss me this thing? Toss me this. Why can't I just hand it to you?
So I like things being tossed to me too, so much so that when we'll be playing outside with my son, I'll have the ball and kind of toss it to my wife. And then she'll toss it back, and it makes me so happy, like undescribably happy that I play catch with her. And I don't know why, but there's something about, I don't know, playing along that it's cool. I don't know.
We want.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you guys feel that too?
Yeah. I do. Like, just to hand it to me, there's no fun in that. Like, yeah. Just toss it to me.
I mean, meanwhile, my son's in the street, and yeah. He's playing with glass.
Like, yay! Who's a big girl? Yeah.
Plus, we all think we're athletes or whatever, so just throw it in.
We all sort of wanna.
Right.
One of the things in the article that kind of got us started on this, it said a guy can have relations without and enjoy it without having fruition every time. I was just going to throw that out to you, too. Is that true for anyone else in the room? Okay. I just want to prove that not everything on this particular, I don't know if it was BuzzFeed or somebody who put out Men's Secrets, and they were wrong on a lot of this.
I agree. Just being paid attention to, I mean, that's pretty overwhelming sometimes. But yeah, maybe not over.
That was a very genuine moment.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God, that was extremely. Okay, anybody else have a question?
So yes. I am positive I don't need to ask this question. You guys love cuddling just as much as we do. Don't deny it. But this is what I want to get down to the bottom of. You like being the little spoon sometimes. I just know it.
Perhaps.
I like cuddling more than I would admit. And yeah, oh, absolutely. It's sort of like, I feel like the more, not that I'm not a powerful person because I'm definitely not in a position of power or anything, but like if you make decisions and stuff all day long, sometimes you want to come home and be the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
So then sometimes you want to just be small and like you wrap your big arms around me.
In fact, Aaron, you call it backpacking? Or yeah. You're like,
because I get to be the little backpack.
Yeah.
That's cute. I call it barnacling because I'm like a little barnacle stuck to his back. I'm not going anywhere.
I love that. Because then we're not the little spoon. You're still little. Because I just think women don't want to be called big spoon because then all of a sudden you're big. But if you make it some other thing, like a little backpack or a barnacle.
I prefer little spork. Little manliness in there.
But there's one on this list that I want you guys to say is not true.
Okay.
No matter how much you shake and dance, the last two drops go in your pants.
I wish we could take you ladies into the men's room and let you stand in front of a urinal. There's that damn incessant pool that always sits.
It's gross.
Every time. It's when we pull back and those two drops.
So it happens at different times. Like sometimes it's on the beginning because sometimes like the first thing is like haywire.
Oh, yeah. You got to zone in.
Yeah.
Dial in.
Then it's at the very end. I sort of agree with that. Like I may be a little bit impatient, but like I'll stand there and do jumping jacks. And it's still for some reason.
It just that last.
There's just a little. So like we accept the fact that sometimes there's a feminine hygiene product in the, like, in the garbage can, and we can see some carnage or whatever. Can you guys just accept that, that, like, occasionally there's going to be a drop of pee?
Well, so then why don't you just take a one little square of toilet paper?
And we've had...
You had a friend who had to do this.
And he was a dude.
It doesn't...
He would do that.
You'd
almost
have to put it in your pants. I don't want to get overly graphic, but it's like it's in the chamber farther down. Like, you're, like, whipping it a bunch and trying to, like, make it all be done. And
you wring it out.
Right. You feel like you are done, but then as you like, reholster it, like, some gets jarred loose. Like, two drops.
So just remember, let's say you're with your boyfriend and you're just all of a sudden want to get amorous wherever you're at, just you're in the mood, bam, just know you're going to encounter.
Yes.
It's going to be...
There's a couple drops waiting there for you. Well, no, it's just probably in your underwear or whatever.
It's in there, though, somewhere. So just, yeah.
Look, we're out of time on this.
Oh,
sorry,
yay!
No more questions. But Girl Secrets tomorrow. And here's what I'd like to do, just to make it interesting. If you're a guy or you're a girl and you want to ask Aaron or Amber any questions...
Oh, prime the pump.
Text us
please,
right now,
yes,
at 51059, and we'll ask them these questions tomorrow.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.